And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny Sunday Street. I used to walk in shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
We're having a free get acquainted session at a resort this weekend.
Well, what is this free resort weekend?
It's free.
And when is this weekend?
It's this weekend.
Uh-huh. And how much does it cost?
It's free.
I see. And when is it?
It's this weekend.
And what are you charging for this free weekend?
Crossed over, if I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Make an adjustment here. The headphone jack, if you don't jiggle it just there, just right, you get one ear. And for people who've never done this,
oh,
if you try to do a show with one ear, it'll actually make you dizzy.
It throws your equilibrium off.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
You get nauseated because you can only hear out of one ear. Good afternoon. And welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Here we are. No, not yet. Too soon?
Yes.
We had equipment malfunction yesterday. A computer tower just crapped out. So we're rebooting some stuff. And apparently, I can't say, here we are, blah, 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 sleepy doesn't know the day, because we don't have, the song ready.
There are only a handful of people out there that are glad about that.
Only a handful.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Let me introduce you. He wasn't as accessible on this trip as he normally is because he was tied up with a one-year-old son. They require lots of attention. So he was busy.
But he was out in the open so people could come up and no one really cared about talking to Peon. They wanted to see Archie.
No, they didn't want him anyway.
Yeah.
It's all about when you have a baby. Now did Angela breastfeed in public? Because I didn't see that. I didn't get to see
it. Yeah.
Did she breastfeed
out
at the pool?
You can't, yeah.
She's got that.
Discreetly.
She does, yeah. She wears like a wrap.
They make a breastfeeding kind of shoulder.
That's what she had. It has a little clip around it. And yeah, it...
I hate the guy that came up with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We don't need that.
This probably wasn't a guy.
Here's Archie's dad. Well, a gay guy, maybe. Here's Archie's dad, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw this today. Most pens. I'm trying to find one here.
Pens like a writing?
Example
like
right
a writing
now.
Pen?
A writing utensil. The ones that have a cap on it. Yeah. Have you ever noticed that... at the end of the cap, there's usually holes in it. Especially those...
like a Bic pen.
Have you ever seen those Bic crystal pens? It's like a clear tube.
No.
With the ink tube inside it.
Yes.
And that they have a pointy cap on theirs. But on the end of the cap, there's always holes. Do you know what the holes are for?
For ink flow? I don't know.
No. I did not know until today either.
What is it?
It's... choking hazard, because a lot of people chew on pen caps, and apparently it happens enough where people actually just accidentally inhale the pen cap.
And if there's a hole,
it's locked in your trachea and there's a hole there, you could still breathe and not choke to death.
Whoa.
I didn't know
that.
Wow.
Is that a big enough hole to breathe through?
I guess.
Yeah, I guess so, till you can get to help to the hospital to have them remove it, but
all caps like
apparently
that?
So. I think there is.
I have a pen now, like
wait,
that.
Here's
there's
a Sharpie
hole.
Marker. There's Sharpie, no, there's no hole.
No, man. Sharpie did not get the memo.
Well, they apparently figure if you're dumb enough to swallow something that big.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've heard that before. There's a hole in this cap. Wow.
There you go.
You can play at home
if you have a pen.
Barely even into the 10 minutes into the show, and you learn something.
Already. Okay. The next one, I want to thank Bill Clevin for this. He texted me before the show and said, check out this article. I think it would be funny to share with everybody. So apparently, this is a blogger telling this story in Philadelphia. They had a recent issue at a public library, the Ludington Library. And they have this man on camera because they found feces in a stairwell in this public library.
Not just traces, but like a pile.
No, like a pile. Okay. And so they had a camera. It was almost like those bank robbery freeze frames of him. I guess they knew what time it happened, and they were able to catch him, you know, because they have cameras inside
How could they know
the
what
library,
time?
Like
they analyze it?
And,
well, what'd you say? How'd they know what?
What time?
Well, it's time coded. The picture's time coded.
Yeah. Almost every camera.
What a stupid question.
So, and they were telling your story, and they go, you think most people would be shocked, what the heck is somebody defecating in a library? But apparently, they talked to a bunch of librarians. This is not a rare case.
Well, it ought to be.
These are some different interviews they had with people. And one guy said, the public has no idea how often this happens. And another branch manager said, it happened to me just last week. My first week at starting as branch manager of this new bank library. And sure enough, there it was.
Now, we had a librarian on our trip.
Mm-hmm.
We should have asked
Terry.
Yeah, ask Terry if she ever finds poop in the stairwell. Maybe it doesn't have a stairwell. It could be a one-level library. I also know a guy in Granite. Hello, Greg. Greg McGee is a librarian in Granite City. I need to ask him if he finds poop in the stairwell.
Somebody said 2 summers ago we had a guy who left daily presents all over the building. We never knew where they'd turn up next. Worst game of Where's Waldo ever. That's what that person said. And then everyone who visits our library comments on how beautifully patterned our carpet squares are. If they only knew why we chose those easily removable squares. So this must be
what in the world?
I have no idea. I don't know. I guess it's just because it's a public building that anybody can walk in and out of.
If somebody said they'd give me $1,000 to go into the stairwell and drop my pants and poop, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it because I figure there's a camera, and now everybody's going to know I pooped in the stairs.
So, yeah, if we have any people that work at libraries,
please call
this,
us and tell us
I'd love
if this
to know
true.
If this is as true as everybody's saying. Now, somebody said.
I will tell you that I have heard that changing rooms, especially women's changing rooms and clothing stores, there's some disgusting stuff that goes on in there.
Yes.
Changing room.
I've heard that as well.
Sometimes they, they do stuff.
But these librarians tell stories. They find it in the stacks of books under a table, in a study room, by the computers, on the chairs, the book drop. You know, they have an overnight book drop.
They back up to it and poop in it?
Somebody said, this is the best one. Once mysteriously, right in front of the reference desk on a day when the library was packed. All of a sudden, they look down, and there's a
pile. Well, those people should be put in a mental institution.
Well,
I've
said the same thing about, we have some people here in the building who, I think, purposefully leave their remnants in the toilet and just walk away. I put those people in the same category.
They go in the same mental institution.
But that was all I had.
Yeah, call us if you work in a place and the phantom pooper. Yeah, hits you every once in a while. And now we turn to Dan Strauss. Dan, do you have anything?
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
I saw this on Facebook, and I'm surprised Peon was tagged on this thing. It was about staring and looking at breasts.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. They say that a man that stares and looks at breasts, his blood pressure is better.
I didn't
less
bring
stress.
It up because I think we've mentioned this before, how it, it's almost like...
it's healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Exercise.
Bottom line is, it is healthy and normal.
Yeah.
And you actually, I think, run less risk of a heart attack if you just stare at breasts.
Yeah.
Because there's a combination, exciting and calming effect that happens when, mm-hmm. when you look at them. Yeah.
So I would encourage all women to wear more low-cut stuff so we can see more cleavage.
If you'd like for the men in the world to live longer and have lower blood pressure, show some cleave.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, that'll help us.
It will help.
Thank you. That's all I have.
All right, let's close the Burke segment. Now it's time to talk to you. That's right, you the listeners. It's Thursday. Thursday is sort of that day where... Well, actually, every day is a day where we don't really care what we do or talk about. Scott Sherman comes in next hour. I will tell you that. So if you have any legal questions, and apparently lots of people do because every week the lines are packed, he will be in after the 4 o'clock news block. But right now it's your turn. 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS. KTRS is 5877. Or from a cell phone, star KTRS. My mother-in-law used to work at Scott Air Force Base in what was called the base exchange. When you're in the military, there's a PX and a BX. They're kind of the same thing. It's where, in the commissary. And it's where military people go and buy cigarettes and portable radios and things like that. And they get a really good price on them because the only people who can shop there are military people and their families. And I remember she used to tell stories. Now, Dad, don't worry about the phones ringing. She used to tell
I'm trying them, to...
What?
I what? Can't get the names up, so.
Oh, wait, yeah. Oh, let me see here.
She used to tell stories about, and it was always women who'd go in the dressing rooms, and the disgusting, filthy shape they'd be in at the end of a workday. What we're trying to do now is we have lots of lines ringing, but we have equipment problems, so we're trying to figure out how to get everybody's first name on
there
on the screen. We have that resolved. Can I see that screen?
Yes.
All right. This is where we get to your calls. First name, please. There it is. Karen. Karen, how are you?
Hi, I'm A.N. in the P.M.
Thank you. Hallelujah. It's Thursday. We're in a good mood. What can we do for you?
Well, my daughter is a manager for a well-established gas station. And there's one person that goes in there and does it in the bathroom and wipes it all over the walls.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's one. Yeah, the article mentioned that.
And they know who it is?
They don't know the person. He does it randomly, but they do it at least once a week. And she has to go in there and clean it up because nobody else will do it because she's manager.
Oh, my goodness. Here's the deal. They need to put a camera on the outside, a time-coded camera on the outside. You're not legally, obviously you can't put a camera in the bathroom, but I'm going to tell you something. You put one outside, and then it would be easy to figure out whoever was in there and walked out at whatever time when right after that you discovered the smear. And that's how they nail them, and they need to nail them because that person's sick.
Yeah, he goes to different ones, and their cameras are on mainly on the register, so they can't angle it to the bathroom. But
I put a camera right outside the bathroom door. So everybody that comes in, I'm telling you, you would eventually nail this sick weirdo. What kind of weirdo? My goodness, I'm going to go smear poop on the walls. What a sick. I don't even know how to describe a person like that. Lock him away somewhere.
Well, that's all I got to say.
Well, good for your daughter. Good for your daughter. I have to tell you something, Karen. I quit a job as a busboy because a guy decided to throw up on the door. He didn't make it to the men's room, and as he put his hand to push the door open, he blew chunks on the door, and they were dripping down the door. And my boss came to me and said, get a mop and some rags and clean that up. And I said, no, I'm a busboy. I'm not a vomit cleanup guy. And he said, you'll do it or you'll turn in your jacket. And I took my jacket off and handed it to him. And that was it. This was my last day at work. I couldn't do it. So good for your daughter. Somebody has to do it. And I guess it goes along with the territory of being a manager. So good for her.
All right. Have a good day.
Karen, thank you for the call.
All right. Bye.
According to Dan, this guy's name is DeBert. DeBert, how are, how are you, DeBert?
Well, I'm just great, gang. And it's Delbert, by the way. Okay.
No, I think your name, let me look, your name is DeBert.
You know what? You're exactly right.
You forgot what your name was.
He's been messing his own name up.
Thank you, DeBert.
What's going on, DeBert?
Well, let's listen, I'm glad you straightened that out for me. Two things. First of all, I'm AM and the PM.
That's the best. That's the most important.
Second of all, my wife's in the car, and I listen to you every day, and I pick my wife up from work, and she just hangs her head. She said, this is so childish. And yeah. I said, yes, that's why it's funny.
No, she's exactly right. It is childish.
But so I said to her, I said, here's the deal. Because she was listening about the wrestling, and she goes, do you really think that's true? And I said, yes. If you would just let me look at other women's breasts, I would be so much healthier.
Wow. And it is true. What'd she say?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. If you would let me.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe I asked her for permission. I must have stumbled. I apologize all the time.
Well, you forgot for a moment that you're the man of the house, and you don't need to ask permission. You just had a lapse in memory.
Well, and that's why I called, because I needed reinforcement for that. And so I thank you so very, very much.
Is your wife listening now?
She is.
Now, how's your wife's cleavage? Kind of a personal question, but does she have ample, decent cleavage?
Well, we've been married for 22 years, and I really haven't seen it.
You forgot.
Here's the other thing you can say. Say, one of the reasons that I look at other women's breasts is it makes me appreciate yours even more. That's always a good one.
She's giving me some evil-eyed look. I'm really not sure what it's about.
So. Well, I think I know what it's about. But, look, it's normal, it's natural, and it just lets her know that you're still functioning and healthy and everything's in working order. That's how she has to look at it.
What's your what?
I just tell her, honey, yours are the best.
There you go.
So,
I've looked at a lot of pairs today.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing compares to yours.
What's your wife's name?
Her name's Gyla, G-Y-L-A. So,
what is it?
Gyla?
Gyla.
DeBert and Gyla. Boy, that's some interesting name there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
I should have said her name. At least I don't know what her name is.
Tell Gyla we appreciate that she listens in spite of the fact that we're childish, okay?
Thank God.
All right. Thank you, DeBert. That was a DeBert. Or a D colon. You know what will happen? A lot of people will pick that up and they'll name their kids that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, honey, I love that name. And people right now listening, and your wife's like 8 months pregnant. Yeah. They go, that's it. D-E-B-E-R-T. What a great name. DeBert. Let's go to John. John, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What's going on?
I just have a question.
Sure.
Aren't Amy and Brooke Dubman brother and sister?
Yes, they are.
Okay. I think there's a little incest going on there. Every time I see that commercial, I just have to think that.
Well, I don't know how to respond to that. They're very close. They're a close brother and sister, and they have to work together. And
it's almost scary.
Well, I'm not going to be concerned until one day if we see them, you know, selling a bed and they're actually in the bed together. Then I'll be concerned. But I know for a fact that that's just a very healthy brother-sister relationship. And their dad, I think, started that business, and it's very successful. And, yeah, it's kind of the Donnie and Marie thing. I used to wonder, boy, Donnie and Marie are really close. And it turns out they were just that was it. They were just a close brother and sister. I think she's cute, by the way, Amy.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
All right. Thank you, John.
All right. Agreed.
All right. Hey, it's an observation.
Right.
We take all callers. There's an expression, we take all comers. I don't like that expression as much. We take all callers. Travis, a good solid name. How are you, Travis?
Great, sir. I've been to PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Travis Tritt. That's the first Travis I can think of. And I don't know a lot of Travises. What can we do for you, Travis?
Oh, I just wanted to say I heard Hillary Clinton's doing that whole Iowa caucus thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was funny. I didn't think she even liked caucuses.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's a great point. I'm sure there are politicians who don't like the caucus.
No, she seems like she does. She likes getting out in front of the people like that.
Just trying to make the funny man laugh. I got one.
Well, you did. You did, and I know exactly what you meant, and thank you, and thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Yeah. We don't talk politics here, but I got to tell you, I think this Donald Trump is making a huge mistake not showing up tonight. That's it. I'm done. That's all I'm going to say. I just think it's a mistake. All right. Here's Mark. Mark, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great.
You were talking about Donnie and Marie. There was an auction here. It's the largest stamp auction house in the country. But they had an auction for a bunch of stuff with Mr. Skin. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
Mr. Skin is a guy. Dan, the phone's ringing. Mr. Skin is a guy who goes and looks through movies and tells you which movies have nudity and topless stuff in them.
Right. And Mr. Skin and Gower, I forgot. Celebrity Nude or something like that. Anyway, they had all these different photographs. Photographs of celebrities naked. Mm-hmm. Well, they had one of Marie Osmond in the last years of her divorce. She did an ad in a swinger magazine with her husband topless.
All right, hang on a second. Hold on. First of all, a swinger magazine? I don't think so.
I don't look it up.
No, I don't think Marie Osmond.
There's a lot of fakes out there.
It shocked the heck out of me. Okay. I mean, this is like, but that's like dogs and cats living together.
Mark, you have to understand it's so very easy with Photoshop and computers to make it
look. I understand that. This was the actual Swinger magazine from, I think, I believe it was late 70s or early 80s.
I'm not buying it. I think you've been duped. I think you've been fooled. I don't think Marie Osmond ever posed topless for anything.
According to the website nudography.com, she has never appeared nude.
There you go. Just look it up.
Look up what's that gallery that's here in St. Louis, the Stamp Gallery.
The what?
The Stamp Gallery?
Yeah, it's the largest, one of the largest stamp places in the country.
And what does that have?
What do you call it?
What does that have to do with Marie Osmond being tough?
Anyway, they had the auction there. And they had that item for auction.
Okay, but they might have had the item for auction, but I'm telling you, it's not a legitimate item. I'm telling you. I've seen on the internet pictures, and they were supposed to be famous people. Naked. It wasn't them. It wasn't them. And it was confirmed on other sites that watchdog that stuff, that it wasn't them. But I look, if it really were Marie Osmond, I'd go look at it.
Yeah, I think that would have been big news.
I was amazed. I'm like, I listened to Donnie and Marie as a kid. I had Donnie Osmond albums. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I've always thought Marie Osmond. And by the way, there's a Nutrisystem commercial. She looks fantastic. She's as good as ever. Mark, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, here's the thing about the internet. People are so gullible. They'll see, click here to see, I don't know, pick anybody you wouldn't expect to see. Click here to see Hillary nude in a lesbian orgy. No, that's not her.
Oh, there's the story going around on Facebook again about Mr. Rogers being a sniper
it's
and having
true.
Tattoos. I know, and then but people will comment and go, "Oh my God, I had no idea."
Well, I get it's emails like, all the time. I still get emails from people going, "Hey Frank, did you know that Mr. Rogers wore those sweaters to cover his tattoos because when he was in the service as a sniper?"
Yeah.
No, it's not true. You have to do a little homework and some investigating because this stuff is all over the place. And I fell for it. I fell for it once on the air, and I went on the air, and I felt like an idiot. And this is years ago. And I went on and I said, folks, this is something I never, ever would expect to happen if I bought a coat. And the article was that Burlington Coat Factory, that there were some smugglers that were using Burlington Coat Factory to smuggle some snakes into the United States. And the snakes were in the lining of the coat.
Oh.
And I read it and believed it like an idiot. And I went on the air and somebody called me and said, "You stupid moron. That's not even true." And a snake couldn't even live if it were transported from who knows where in Africa, India, whatever, to the United States in the lining of a coat. But I bought into it. A lot of urban legends out there. Let me talk to Richard and we'll take a break. Richard, how are you?
Pretty good. So the Brooklyn Bridge I just bought on the internet's not real?
No, I'm afraid you don't own it.
Oh, it's real, no. But you don't own it, yeah.
Oh, rat. Hey, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
I provide janitorial service for a library that shall remain nameless.
Okay.
And I had to go out of town last night, so my daughter and my wife covered the facility for me. And guess what they found in the children's area?
You've got to be kidding me.
No, my daughter stepped in it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And I'm guessing it wasn't. I'm guessing it wasn't from a child.
No. No, not from a child.
I don't know. That's the weirdest thing with libraries. I don't know if it's just because it's...
Richard, how long have you been the janitor for the library?
This particular one, about 12 years. When I lived in Jefferson City, I worked for my brother-in-law who provided janitorial service there, and it was at a big library, and we would find it in the stairwells all the time.
I have never heard of this in my life.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard
of
this.
That's bad enough, but urine is the worst because, you know, once it soaks into the carpet, it's like, you got to clean the carpet and...
I'm guessing you have a service, a janitorial service, and you also provide that service for other businesses and places, not just the library, correct?
Yeah, correct.
So does this happen other places, or is it disproportionately found in libraries? Because according to this article...
I think it's proportionally with the libraries because they're public facilities.
Yeah.
And one of the things I keep saying, and I'm probably going to get myself in big trouble, I keep talking to the director, and I said, you're going to have to keep the street people out of here because they're the ones doing it. And he goes, this is a public facility. We can't, by law.
Yeah, but you just said what I was thinking. These are homeless people.
But there's a public bathroom, right, in the library?
There are restrooms bathrooms.
So I've said lock the public bathrooms up, you know, put a key on a big ruler or something and make them sign for it, and they'll, you know, and then when the next person goes in, you know who did it. And you ban it from the library, and the problem solved. That's what a lot of libraries have done. But again,
they'll just go in the stairwells.
I was going to say, I'm never going into the library again. But I don't go anyway. So
yeah,
I've been in the library in 20 years. Well, thank you for confirming this ridiculous, horrible story, Richard.
We appreciate it. Take care.
You too. Bye bye. What the heck?
Maybe they're afraid if they go.
But there are all kinds of businesses a homeless person could go into, and there are all kinds of bathrooms they could go into. Why the library?
Yeah, I guess the public building thing, because most other businesses could say this is private property, and you can't, you know.
His wife and daughter. Yeah, Dad, we'll go ahead. We'll cover it for you tonight. And then that happens. All right, we take a quick break here. We'll have John Londoff on after we check traffic, and I have no idea.
It's Tim.
It's Tim. Tim who?
Maybe Tim Weiland.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Tim, how's the traffic?
Traffic is not bad. We are looking just a heavy spot on westbound Highway 40 from Kings Highway out to McCausland. A little bit slow from Ballast to 270. Southbound 270 just now starting to get the volume going between 40 and Manchester. This traffic report is brought to you by CC's Pizza. Visit CC's Pizza for the $4.99 unlimited lunch buffet. All the pasta, pizza, salad, and desserts you love. Just $4.99. CC's, better believe it. Offer ends soon. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Thank you, Tim. John Londoff is right here. John, how are you?
Well, Frank, how do you think I'm doing today?
I think you're doing great because I can hear it in your voice.
You know, I am doing great. I am doing great. But, you know, this could be the highlight of the day. Getting to talk to you.
Could be, probably is. You have a great stretch of weather coming, and I've always liked shopping for a car in nice weather as opposed to test driving a car in rain or snow, so this is going to be a great stretch for you.
Well, you know, probably the reason we've been very, very, very busy today. It's sunny, it's gorgeous out, but it's like almost 50 degrees. The wind is out of the southwest. That's a good sign.
Sounds like
it?
A meteorologist.
Yeah.
Sound like Ken Earhart or somebody. That's very good.
I don't know about that.
That was very good. You know what I wish they would do here?
Who's your favorite weather person?
I don't really have one, but if I had to pick, I'd have to go with Dave Murray.
Yeah. I like Dave.
If I just had to pull one and say that, Dave's pretty solid.
And Dave has apologized for getting a forecast wrong.
And the rest of them never do that.
Yeah.
Now, I do like to look at that Cindy Pressler. She's kind of cute. I like her. Every once in a while, just for heterosexual variety. I go over and I'll check her out. And she's got a nice, tight body.
Oh.
Well, she does. She's got a nice shape, and I wish she'd change that hair up a little, but I think she's attractive.
Okay.
Now, there are a couple of attractive women. The one is on the pregnancy leave or baby leave or something. The co-host on Channel 4, the main anchor, that gal, is away.
Oh, Trish.
And then the one that's on...
Did you just say that gal?
Yeah, I did.
What is that? What kind of a term is that, gal? That's not allowed at Jenny Love and Triple Eight. No, sir, no way.
What's wrong with that?
Gal?
What's wrong with that? My kind of gal. She's my kind of gal.
What's her name?
I don't know her name. And then the one that's on with Mike Bush.
She was talking about you. She said, hey, pal.
Guy, so what?
Hey, guy. Hey, you. What do you think about that? How does that make you feel?
You know what? Here we go.
Like, taking a turn like for the worst.
How does that make you feel?
Here we go.
Gal, that's no term. You know, I'll just start calling you Bud.
This is taking a turn.
And it's taking a horrible turn.
Well, it's not taking a horrible
turn. I've heard women call...
I could tell it was going nowhere. I thought I would start taking over because I was about to fall off.
I've heard women call themselves gals. I've had women say to me, well, that's just the kind of gal I am. I've had them say that to me.
We're having a gals night out.
Back in the 60s?
Wow. No, fairly recently, actually.
No, it wasn't recently. But you know what? I'm sorry, I forgot. It's your show. You can just about say whatever you want. That's all right. Okay.
Well, that's your right.
That's the truth.
Now
what's wrong with the technical equipment? It sounds like you're having a lot of problems with some of the.
Yeah, we were. We had a computer crash on us. But let's go back to our topic that we're talking about and see how it applies to the dealership. Have you ever had like a mysterious phantom sort of weirdo do anything in the dealership, and then after they left, you discovered it? Like they left something, some sort of deposit, or they scratch.
No.
I hate these people who scratch on the urinal. Hold on. These people that scratch on the chrome part of the urinal, they'll take a key or something, and they'll scratch like the F word. Who are those people?
That wouldn't happen here because, see, Frank, people are afraid of me here. They know not to mess with, you know, I mean, excuse me. John Londoff Jr., born in Normandy, Missouri, North County. Boy, don't mess with me. You kid me? Don't mess with my place. This is my house.
But you won't know who
I wouldn't come to your house and mess up anything, so don't come to my house and mess up anything. We did have some customers that were they were taking hand towels, and this is a long time ago, and they were flushing them down the toilet, clogging the toilets, have to call Roto-Rooter out.
Oh,
so we just did away with the hand towels. We got the electronic
air dryers.
Blowers.
You know what I don't miss? Remember those hand dryers, and it was a rag on a roll.
Oh, yes.
And you pull it
Grade
down.
School we had those.
And more often than not,
yes.
it was all used up.
Yeah.
And all that was left was that end piece that eight other people had wiped their hands on. I hated those things. And it made that clunk, that clunking noise. And if you're lucky, you pull it and you get a piece of dry a dry towel. I didn't care for those things. The best hand dryers, by the way, are the ones where you just put your finger straight down.
Oh,
Dyson.
Two slots.
Yeah, they are Dyson.
Those are nice.
Yeah.
Man, those are nice. Those things do
have
the job.
Have you ever been somewhere like, let's say, maybe an airport, and you're looking at somebody, and they're like trying to figure out, how does this work? And you just like put your hands in there. They're a little skeptical. They're almost shaking before they get down, and then they're like, oh, yeah. That's,
what else could you do?
They don't know what to do. You got to kind of move them up and down a little bit to get the moisture off of there. How about the hand towels that you can't open up? There's like a cotton, and then you...
They're folded. Yeah, and you can't unfold them.
You can't open them up.
No.
Yeah. Really?
Well, I'm with you.
You know, you can't ask anybody in the bathroom, hey, can you help me with this?
Now, how about this? If you go in a men's room, I'm sure women's room too, and there is a paper towel, a hand towel, and it's wet, and it's on the floor, or it's on the... Now, you, for some reason, that seems filthy. But it's just a wet towel. But anytime there's a wet paper towel...
Would you pick that up and throw it in the trash can?
No.
But I'll use another towel and pick it up.
You get another towel? Yeah, get another towel, a dry towel, and use that towel to pick up the towel off of the floor.
But isn't that interesting? All it is a wet paper towel, and it's probably just where some guy with clean hands dried his hands, and it dropped it. It fell on the floor. It's probably...
Or maybe he didn't even wash his hands. Maybe he was just...
You hear anybody laughing in the background?
I'm sorry?
Sally Keneally is in my office. Sally, say hi to the AM and the PM crowd.
Hi, guys.
Sally, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
There's a song, My Gal Sal, but I can't mention it because John hates the word gal.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And also, Sally, tell Mr. Pinion, you're a opinion of the term Sal.
Sally, if I said to you there were a couple
of... I just asked her a question, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead, Sally, before you're so rudely interrupted.
She's going to say whatever he wants her to say.
The guy's name. Sally is my name. Don't call me Sal.
No, that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking
about that.
We're talking about if I said to you...
I think she just put you on the money.
Sally, if I said to you, a couple of gals in a convertible waved at me, is that offensive somehow that I said a couple of gals waved at me?
What's wrong with a couple of
gals? John, I'm talking to her. I'm talking to Sally. I'm sorry?
Broad is worse.
We're not talking about broad. I've
That's
said
terrible.
A couple of gals waved at me. Is that a horrible thing to say?
It's okay. It's not.
No, not according to John.
Oh.
He's sitting there coaching her right now.
Well, no, I'm not.
He's telling her to say.
Let me help you with something.
It's not acceptable.
Sally has a mind of her own, and God bless her for that, because she's one of the absolute superstars of many superstars here at Johnny Law and Doc.
What if I said a couple of girls, and let's say these were women in their 50s, and I said a couple of girls in the convertible waved at me, and I called them girls. Is that a bad thing?
No.
See, that's okay. But they're not girls. They're 50-something years old. They're not, but that's okay, because that's flattering. It makes them sound like I think they're younger. You say girls.
What if you say chicks? Is that derogatory?
Is chicks okay?
Yeah, that's derogatory.
Okay, and that used to be unacceptable. You remember that? And then the Dixie Chicks came along. I'm not kidding. Chicks was not acceptable, and nobody could say it, and people called it. And then here came the Dixie Chicks, called themselves chicks, and all of a sudden it's okay again.
Yeah.
So here's a term that used to be used in the automobile business by men, and they'd call each other babe. Hey, babe, what's going on, babe?
Well, like, that's gay. Okay.
I'm like, okay, that's like, that's
gay.
Weird.
No, that's, not, that's gay.
And then I used to catch myself slipping, and God, if Mimi Law Enough is listening now, she's laughing, because years ago, because I don't do it at all, you know, she would say, you know how weird that sounds? You call another guy babe.
I'm babe.
I know, it's terrible.
Wait, you did
so
that?
One of the things I outlawed here, we're not going to call each other babe. True story, I was playing hockey. We're in the locker room at Creve Coeur, changing out, getting ready to go play hockey. I mean, that's a tough game, right, Dan?
Don't tell me you're naked in the locker room.
I called the guy. Now, this guy, imagine this. He had his skates on. Oh, he had his, he didn't have his shin pads on yet. Had his, tubular socks down around his ankles. Didn't quite have his pants up yet. And I called him babe.
Oh, my goodness. I don't want to.
He was talking about buying a Corvette for me.
I don't even want to know that. Well, of course he did. He thought you were in love with him. He
big burly guy, and he stood up. He goes, "What did you call me?" I go, "He wanted to kick my butt." And we were playing on the same team then. I'm like, "I'm really sorry. That was a slip." And another guy, luckily, was in the car business. Goes, "Well, that's kind of a term we use." And he goes, "Well, we're not using it here in the locker room."
I on a stack of Bibles and a polygraph machine, I have never called a guy babe.
No,
never.
Well, you used to call our old boss Babe.
Babe Dorothy?
Yeah, yes. Babe Dorothy.
There was one instance where you...
That was not calling him Babe, though. I've never said to a guy,
you've
hey,
never done it before.
I never have. I referred to him as Babe, but I never went up to him and go, hey, Babe, want to go to lunch? Never. Never called him Babe.
I'm laughing because, I could never see you say that.
No, it's not going to happen.
No. Hey, buddy. Hey, pal.
Buddy, I could do it. Pal, I'm done, buddy. Well, listen,
how about Mike Shannon's line? Hey, big boy.
Hey, big boy.
There he is, right?
What's going on?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mr. Lundoff. How the heck are you? I'm slamming down a handy 48 pack.
Oh, that's funny. But, I'm telling you what. You just got to watch what you say to people today. You really have to be, you have to be very careful of what you say.
No, and you have to be careful how you act.
You know what I mean, babe? I mean, I'm sorry. God, dog, it. There I go. You know what I mean, Frank?
Yeah, I do. I do, John. How's the inventory, and what do you need to our listeners to do to thin it out?
What was that?
How's the inventory, and what would you like for our listeners?
The inventory is heavy. We have a lot of inventory, and we need to do something about that. Our good friends at Florissant, they say, hey, Londoff, you need to thin the herd. It's time to sell some of those unbelievable Chevy Sonics, Chevy Cruze, Malibus, Impalas, Camaros. You won't believe it. I think we've sold like 6 Camaros this month so far.
You're welcome.
And the great thing is that the month continues through Monday night, so all these unbelievable incentives, Chevy Cruze, a lease, 24-month lease, zero down, 10,000 miles. It's $119 a month. If you want to go to 15,000 miles, it's 5,000 more. It goes to $129 a month for 24 months, zero down on a Chevy Cruze, a 2016 Chevy Cruze, on a 2016 Malibu, $149 a month on a 24-month lease, 10,000 miles, zero down. So great way more and more consumers are looking at leasing. Save money, put it in your pocket. You don't have to put any money down. And basically you're paying for what you're using. 72-month loans are still available. And, of course, let me just be very clear. We do accept cash here at Johnny Lund Up Chevrolet. Now, I don't expect you to come in here with greenbacks or cash, but we will take a check. Okay, not many people come in and buy with a check any longer, but if you do, if you want to, God love you. We'll be here with open arms. Mm-hmm. If you say that you're AM and the PM, watch out. Get ready for a hug, and you will have just an unbelievable time. And I sure hope you ask to meet me, because I love meeting the AM and the PM crowd. They're all so much fun. And you know, when I look into the AM and the PM customers, and I look into their eyes, Frank, I see you.
No, that's beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
That is so beautiful.
Okay, so just want to leave you with that thought before I give you the phone number. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. And, Frank, for the people that don't know, that haven't had a chance to look you in the eyes, what color are your eyes?
Brown.
All right.
Go ahead, say it. No, go ahead.
Now they know it. Now they know. Okay? Yeah. Brown eyes. Mm-hmm. Frank O'Pinion. All right, Brown Eyes, 24-7, 365 at Londoff.com. That's L-O-N-D-O-F-F, not A. I got called Landoff again today, and I had to accept that. Please don't call me Landoff. It's Londoff. There is no A. It's O. I'm okay with that. My dad used to get really upset. But we're here until probably 6:30, 7 o'clock tonight, and late tomorrow night, and all day Saturday. Beautiful weather Saturday. Probably convertible top kind of weather, so... We can't wait to meet some more of the AM and the PM crowd.
All right, they're on the way.
Say bye, Sally.
Bye, Sally.
Bye.
Bye, John. See you later.
See you, babe.
Bye-bye.
Bye, babe.
Edit that entire thing out. That entire segment. Just edit it out. I didn't even want it on the air. It was weird. And guys calling other guys babe. There's only one guy in St. Louis that ever called me babe, but he called everybody babe.
Yep.
And off the air, you'll know who he was.
I know. I worked with a guy, too, and he was like an operations manager at the station. His first name was Bob, and he would go, hey, babe.
But usually babe, it's here, a babe. Guy who's trying to be real Hollywood.
Yeah.
Real showbiz. Hey, babe.
He was.
Yeah. Don't call me that. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back whether you want us to or not. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Meet me.
Here's Tim Weiland with a look at traffic.
Come on, Dan. There's one other guy we all call Babe.
Who?
Stell Babe.
Oh, Stell Babe.
Yes.
That's right. Hey, Babe. Stell Babe. But that was just like a nickname thing. But you know who I'm talking about, the guy named Bob.
Yeah. Yeah.
He used to call everybody Babe. Hey, Babe, what's going on, Babe?
I have never been around Stell and ever heard anyone call him other than Stell Babe.
Yeah.
That's a great story for all the listeners who have no idea what you're talking about.
If you're gonna edit the whole other segment out, we'll you might as well do this one.
Let's just edit this all out.
Still
no show left today.
Done. All right.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 between Page and Olive. On westbound 44, you're slowing from the Museal Veterans Bridge to the Poplar. Eastbound 270 is heavy now from Lindbergh through 170. This report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Encore Consignment Gallery in Town and Country can help you two ways. One, if you're downsizing, Encore Consignment Gallery can sell those pieces you're ready to part with. Two, if you're redecorating, Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square feet of beautiful, upscale, gently used home furnishings and decor probably includes what you're looking for. Their assortment changes daily.
Bottom line?
Stop, shop, and save by buying beautiful, like new home furnishings at Encore Consignment Gallery, located in the Lamp and Lantern Village in Town and Country.
For more, go to Facebook or EncoreSTL.net.
This is Dr. Dan Gagliotti. I host the Superior Healthcare Show every Saturday at 3 o'clock.
but you can also call me right now. Are you or your family suffering with chronic pain, joint pain, or migraines? Did you know that all of these can be traced back to your nerve system? Stop putting band-aids over the issue. Stop covering up your symptom. Address the cause. Solve the problem. Call us at Superior Healthcare, 314-394-1923. Listen to Superior Healthcare every Saturday and call us now at 314-394-1923.
Hi, this is Selena from St. Charles Office Furniture. Our Wright City location is having a huge sale. Our 35,000 square foot warehouse is overflowing with newly arriving, beautiful name brand pre-owned office furniture like Kimball, Steelcase, Herman Miller, and more. Call 636-947-3172 for more information. I guarantee that friendly service and total satisfaction is what you'll get when you come to our Wright City warehouse for your beautiful pre-owned office furniture at low, low prices. Call 636-947-3172 or come in today and save.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactive. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it because Proactive has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactive and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
Introducing Pizza Hut's new $5 flavor menu. Any two or more of your favorites are just $5 each. It's Pizza Hut's best deal. Only at Pizza Hut.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 till 5 p.m.
And don't forget, after the 4 o'clock news break coming up, Scott Sherman will be in here. So if you have legal questions, your neighbor is doing something you think is illegal, your brother is threatening you, somebody's stalking you, you transfer of property, whatever, be ready to call. He'll be happy to help you. Everybody, I think, thinks about when they're going to retire, even if you're... I thought about it in my 20s, because I remember telling people, I'm going to retire when I'm 40. Well... I thought that was going to happen. It didn't happen. It didn't happen at 50. But you need to think about it. You need to plan for it. And some people do and some people don't. The greatest asset you have, especially if you're younger, is time. And every day that you put off having some sort of financial plan, you lose more time. You're probably also losing more money. If you'd like to talk to somebody about retirement or just about having some money and what to do with it, if you have $25,000 or more, Mark and Jason, they're with Stiefel Nicholas.